This is Reflections in Black, and I'm your host, Raven Cook. Reflections in Black is a segment dedicated to exploring the legacy of Black Americans in the United States and around the globe. Reflections in Black also provides resources for understanding and hope for all people. All I ever wanted to do was sing. What happened was more. Born July 17, 1935, Diane Carroll captured audiences with her elegance and style. The daughter of John and Mabel Falk Johnson, Carroll Diane Johnson was born in the Bronx and grew up in Harlem, New York. At the age of 10, a young Carroll Johnson won a music scholarship through an organization connected to the Metropolitan Opera. Doors opened as Carroll went on to receive her first modeling job with Ebony Magazine at the age of 14. And at 16, Carroll Johnson decided to change her name to Diane Carroll. While attending New York University, Carroll's star would continue to rise as she won a talent show called Chance of a Lifetime. The win came with the prize of $3,000 and an opportunity for the young singer to perform for a week at the famed Latin Quarter nightclub in 1954. Carroll would go on to accompany Hollywood icons Dorothy Dandridge and Pearl Bailey in Otto Preminger's Carmen Jones. The movie was a success and remains a classic in cinema history. Carmen Jones' film would lead to several Broadway productions and Hollywood films for a blossoming Carroll. Some of her Broadway productions include House of Flowers, where she would receive a Tony nomination in 1954, and later Richard Rodgers' work, No Strings, a role specifically written for her as the lead. In No Strings, Carroll was cast as a high fashion model in love with a white novelist. The role landed Carroll a Tony Award for Best Actress in a Musical. Her award-winning Broadway work did not stop Carroll from working in Hollywood. She would appear in such films as Porgy and Bess in 1959, Paris Blues in 1961, and Goodbye Again. Carroll would also become a regular on the Las Vegas circuit and frequently appear on Hollywood variety shows like The Tonight Show and The Carol Burnett Show before finally landing her breakout role in the show Julia. The first of its kind to introduce a Black professional female character on television, the show Julia gained critical success for Carroll, who was nominated for an Emmy her first season and won a Golden Globe. She won a second Golden Globe after her second season. Despite the show's critical success, Carroll found the experience of Julia difficult, as the show was situated in a revolutionary period for Black America, yet provided limited discussions on issues of the day. After the second season, Diane Carroll was asked to be released from her contract on the show Julia. In 1974, Carroll would go on to tackle a completely new role countering Julia in the film Claudine. The film Claudine introduced audiences to Carroll as a single mother of six dealing with poverty in Harlem, New York. The 1974 role of Claudine garnered Carroll an Academy Award nomination and an NAACP Image Award. Throughout the 1970s and 80s, Diane Carroll would continue to soar, even starring in her own variety show, The Diane Carroll Hour. In 1984, Diane Carroll would be cast as Dominique Devereaux in Dynasty. As the elegant and ruthless Devereaux, Carroll shined in the role and received critical acclaim for her sophisticated villainess. 2 years after leaving Dynasty in 1987, Carroll was nominated for another Emmy Award for her performance in the show A Different World. She would continue to be in numerous Broadway plays, films, and TV shows through the 90s and early 2000s. Sadly, Diane Carroll would pass away on October 7, 2019. Today, we remember the beauty, the elegance, the depth, and the pioneering spirit of Diane Carroll.
Reflections in Black is a production of KUAF Public Radio, 91.3 FM in Fayetteville. You can hear weekly segments on Ozarks at Large, and you can hear past editions of the program at KUAF.com. Just search Reflections in Black.